Rule changes in the OHL, the Ontario Hockey League, saying when they start the shortened season February the 4th, there will be no body checking allowed. And another rule change they're tossing around is to keep social distancing, physical distancing going. Every player on the ice gets their own puck.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously not the goalies. The goalies don't get their own puck. They're going to be very busy. But we're wondering what you think of that possibility.
I also heard that the OHL is going to be putting pool noodles on the helmets to keep the players 6 feet apart.
Oh, that's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
Come on. There's no way they do that.
Well, you can't put it past them.
I know. Like, the puck thing, it sounds crazy, but it'll be entertaining for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Every guy with their own puck.
Yeah, and imagine the pool noodles. That'd be awesome, eh?
Hey, it's Taz and Jim.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. What's going on?
I think you guys might have it wrong with the pucks. I think if their own puck for warm-up. I can't see 10 pucks on the ice at the
same time. During the game, because they want to keep the players as far apart as possible. They're going to have every player gets their own puck.
I wouldn't want to be a goalie in that fiasco. I can tell you that right now.
Yeah, but law of averages, you're going to save more than are going to go in.
All right, it'll be fun to watch.
Something else for sure. Hi there, it's Taz and Jim.
Good morning.
Morning.
Everybody gets their own puck?
I know, yeah, it's crazy.
Okay, only if you take away their stick and one skate is that going to work.
Now, why would you do that? That doesn't make any sense.
Is that right, eh? Yeah, yeah.
Everyone getting their own puck, it's completely logical because you don't want the players to get close to each other.
Well, that'd be hilarious, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but they need their skates. Let's not be stupid here.
No, we're going to give them one. They can use the sharp one.
Okay.
And half a stick.
That doesn't make any sense.
Right.
Hey, it's Taz and Jim.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. What do you think of the OHL's rule changes? No body checking and every player gets their own puck.
I think it's no longer hockey.
Yeah. At what point does it become a different game altogether? I can see that, but, you know, you want something to watch, and with COVID, you got to keep the players safe. Player safety's got to be paramount, and I think the only way to do that is to give each player their own puck.
Well, you could put them all in sumo wrestling outfits then.
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, like those inflatable ones?
Exactly.
Yeah, that would. I'll pass that on to our OHL insiders. See what they think. Okay.
Awesome. Have a great day.
Time for one more here. Okay. The OHL bouncing around the idea. It's not 100% yet, but I hear it's like 90% done. That they're going to give every player their own puck to keep them distanced when they return to play February 4th. What do you think?
Yo, what's up? We still talking about the OHL?
Yeah. What do you think? A lot of people pretty angry about this new rule change.
That's the silliest thing I've ever heard in my life. If it's that dangerous that the players cannot play the game normally, then don't play at all.
Yeah.
But, like, 10 pucks on the ice and no body checking, like, the NHL did it fine. You know, our kids are back in school. That's relatively going okay. I just think it's silly. It's kind of pointless.
Yeah, like, what's more dangerous, body checking and possibly getting COVID or having 10 pucks whizzing past your head? Like, you got to think of the safety of the players.
It just doesn't make sense. I think if they're going to put time and resources, there's better places to, you know, make it safer. But once they hit the ice, let them play the game how the game is and let it be that.
I see a text message here. This is a good idea, too. Line them up like a foosball table, stationary, and then they just pass the puck to each other, you know, or like one of those rod hockey tables.
And you can only go up the left wing.
Yeah,
you
have your little line that you can go up and down, and you can spin around and shoot the puck at the goalie, but you can't deviate from that line. That's a good suggestion, actually. What are the other text messages saying here, Jim?
Most people not feeling it like that person is, not being productive here.
10 bucks?
Yeah.
10 times the excitement.
The puck thing makes zero sense. And how would it be competitive at all? It would be like a practice or a drill the entire time. Just cancel the damn season. This is absolutely ludicrous. Another text says, the new OHL rule sounds like Timbits hockey.
Yeah.
Another one here, same thing happening in soccer. Can't head the ball or have anybody contact now. Another question, which is obviously a lot of people have a lot of questions about this. How would face-offs work? So there's still going to only be a handful, like one ref, two linesmen or something.
Well, maybe they drop all 10 pucks from the rafters, and if the pucks are different colors, then each player has to find their puck.
Yeah. Another text here. This story is crazy. Do you guys have a link for the puck thing? I can't seem to find it.
We're joined by Mike Stubbs from Global News Radio. He is an OHL insider. Stubbsy. What have you heard about the 10 puck thing?
Yeah, I'm with the last person. I can't seem to find the link.
Obviously, they're not giving every player their own puck. We just wanted to highlight how ridiculous this no body checking sounds. Like, it sounds on par as giving each player their own puck, as far as I'm concerned.
Wait. This isn't happening?
Jim, I forgot to tell you. It's a joke. Oh. They're not giving each player their own puck.
I was hoping it was going to be crazy zany hockey
when the OHL returns. But the body checking thing, it's actually happening. The no body checking, Stubbs.
Well, I mean, this is something that the Minister of Sport, Tourism, and Culture, Lisa McLeod, has been talking about for a few weeks. She kind of mentioned it in an interview that she had done with Rick Westhead a couple of weeks ago, and then reiterated it last week. So, you know what? I had a chance to talk with OHL Commissioner David Branch on Friday, and I asked him about it, and he says there's discussions going on. And then the Premier of Ontario, Doug Ford, actually on Saturday, later on Saturday, tweeted that there are ongoing discussions and that he wants to see the OHL return with body contact. So we've got a person trying to get this done, because let's face it, safety is number one for every one of the players, and that's what the OHL will be looking at. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 on the list.
But I don't understand how it's safer. These guys have been training to play this game their entire lives, and they're used to playing the game with contact. So if you suddenly take that out and, you know, what their bodies know how to do, they start trying to play another way, it may be more dangerous for them, wouldn't you say?
Oh, I'm totally with you. And when you're talking safety, I mean, the safety of this comes in a different way. It comes with ensuring that everybody is safe to get to the playing surface.
Yeah.
And if you look at the National Football League and Major League Baseball, the things that have made them successful, even college football in the States to some extent, the things that have made them successful are trying to ensure the safety of the players before they get to the playing
surface. And they're all breathing the same air down on the rink. So you're allowed to skate next to a guy, you can get right up near him, but If you touch shoulders, suddenly that's going to give them COVID.
Yeah, you're also on the bench with, you know, almost 20 other people, at least 20 other people. You're freezing
exactly.
The puck against the board. You're holding the guy against the board. Like, women's hockey has no body checking, but people are still running into each other all the time and touching each other, and they're right up in each other's grills.
It
anyway.
Doesn't make sense.
Well, Jim, you outlined it perfectly, because it's not the body contact that brings you close together. It is the scrums along the board. It is rubbing somebody out. I mean, the only difference between women's hockey and men's hockey is in the contact. In contact hockey, you're going in opposite directions. Women's hockey still has a whole lot of contact. It's still a really physical game. You're just, as you are being physical, as you're taking somebody out of the play, you're going in the same direction.
That's why, guys, the only option here to keep everyone safe, each player gets their own puck. It's the only thing that would work. Keep following this story for us, Stubbs, and if anything changes, let us know ASAP, okay?
Absolutely. But the Premier, just know that, is in the corner of finding a way to have body contact.
And February 4th is the date we expect the OHL to return.
That's the one they're aiming for right now.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.